Welcome to Reflecting God. I have a niece who hates to touch people's feet. I've even seen her wince when people kiss the toes of babies. But I've never heard her complain of receiving a pedicure or a foot massage. There is something about washing the feet of others that is almost a taboo. Still, people don't seem to mind others washing their feet. Washing the feet of the disciples was not an unusual act. What was unusual was the person doing the washing was not a slave, but was the master. What was unusual was that Jesus was humbly washing the feet of those who would soon betray him, deny him, abandon him, and even doubt him. Jesus said that he was setting us an example. Perhaps the example is less about foot washing and more about the humbling of oneself before others in unconditional love, helping those who are discouraged, lonely, hurting, lost, addicted, and in desperate need of someone to care. Anyone can wash feet. But only those who have a humble heart, accompanied by unconditional love, can do it as Jesus did. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.